Now it's more important than ever to have some practices for self-care to rely on. In my work, I've learned some things that have worked for me again and again, and recently, faced with the unique challenges of the pandemic and economic crisis, I've learned new ones. Hi everyone, I'm Tracy, welcome to Legalese. In this week's episode, I'm talking about practices, habits, and routines that I use to run my law practice, practice law, and manage the stress that's especially unique right now to these trying times. In this week's episode, I'm talking about self-care in 3 acts. Act 1, apps I love. Act 2, helpful habits. And Act 3, books I recommend. Stay tuned. Act 1, apps I love. So, it's more than just apps that I rely on a day-to-day basis that I find to be so useful on my phone or on the internet. It's apps, it's sites, but what I wanted to focus on were 3 apps that are just instrumental for stress management and self-care for me. The first two are 2 meditation apps that I use regularly for meditation, which I try to do every day, and ideally I do at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. And one of the reasons that I love to meditate is it really trains my mind to be more of an observer and think instead of just being like more of a reactor and just sort of blindly reacting. And that really does help. Meditation really does help me with that. So my favorite app to use in the morning is an app called Headspace. And one of the best things about Headspace is it has a feature where you can actually meditate at a certain time. Like, I think it's in half hour intervals or hour intervals, but you can meditate with lots of other people. So it's great for right now in feeling connected. And it's also just a really easy guided meditation. So that's my first recommendation. And the second meditation app that I love to use at night before I go to sleep is an app called Ananda. A-N-A-N-D-A. And that one is really nice because while it's a guided app, it also has a section that has music that you can actually control and pick. So it's really great for unwinding. And then the third app that I rely on for self-care is a pure enjoyment app that's called Blinkist. And it's a great way to expose yourself to hundreds of books that is quick. So with Blinkist, you choose from lots and lots of options, and whatever book you pick is then read to you or you can read it. But the really unique thing about it is that it's condensed to only about 7 to 10 minutes. So it's a summary, and if you like what you hear, then you know a book to go and get to read. And if you don't end up buying the book, you at least got to get the general idea of the book. So I just find that super enjoyable. And then honorable mentions. These are not apps. These are either websites or YouTube channels that I also rely on regularly that are really helpful and in the spirit of self-care. And one is, I picked this one because it's great for daily exercise. And a lot of us aren't able to get to the gym right now and doing home workouts. And I've enjoyed, this is a new discovery I just recently discovered called MadFit. And it's a YouTube channel, but what makes it fun is that it is mostly just dancing, and it is very, it has a really current and fresh feel to it. And so that is something I've really, really had a lot of fun with. And then another website that is instrumental and something that I use routinely is called nutritionfacts.org. And what I love so much about this website is it's very fact-driven. It's created by a doctor, and it was actually kind of born out of this idea of doing something in honor of this doctor's grandmother. And that really resonates with me, that he loved his grandmother so much that he wanted to basically do something in remembrance of her. And so it's really a wonderful source for information about nutrition. And another one, as you know, I'm vegan. Most of my listeners know that I'm vegan. And I really find that I love a website called Live Kindly, because it's always introducing new sites for recipes and inspiration for healthy meals and healthy lifestyle. So that's another big favorite of mine. Act two, helpful habits. What I did was I took six habits or routines that really do help me all the time with keeping organized and managing stress of daily life. And some of them are just discoveries that were very, very recent, particularly because of the pandemic. And then others have just been tried and true routines that I've relied on now for years. And the first one that's, I'm going to start with the tried and true that I've been relying on now for years. And the first one is spending some amount of time every day outside. And I love nothing more than to either work outside or have a little bit of time in the sun or go for a run, take the dogs for a walk. But it makes a big difference if you can spend some amount of your day, every day, weather permitting, outside. And then another just regular routine, tried and true habit is consuming enough water. And a lot of times the way you feel or lack of energy is nothing more than being dehydrated. And I can feel the biggest difference when I consume around 64 ounces of water a day, not only in terms of my physical well-being, but in terms of my clear mind, organized thoughts. The mental well-being is also really affected by staying well hydrated. My sister-in-law shared a great suggestion for how to make sure you do consume enough water, and it's kind of in this idea of preloading your water and making sure that at 11 o'clock you have either already had or at that time you drink 32 ounces or whatever amount your target goal is, and then you do the same thing again at 3. And you can always research that more and find out for your body what is the ideal amount of water that you should be consuming. And then another number three is cold therapy. Now this is part of the Wim Hof method, and you can learn more about Wim Hof method on the Wim Hof method website. And cold therapy is something that you can do in all kinds of different ways. You can do something as simple as turn on the cold shower for 20 seconds, or even finish off your shower with 20 seconds of cold water every day. Or, you know, you can sit in a hot tub or a hot bath and run cold water on top of that for kind of a way to ease into cold therapy. And then, of course, that can be taken to all kinds of different levels, but I sure notice a difference when I can get some variation of cold therapy, which you can learn more about on the Wim Hof Method website. And that kind of brings me to the second half of my top six habits and routines. And the second half are habits and routines that I've recently discovered as a result of the pandemic. And the next one is kind of the counterpart to the cold therapy, and it's the breathing aspect of Wim Hof method. And if you heard my interview with Bart Biermans, then you've heard about his breathing sessions, which have become a routine for me on Wednesdays when he does his live breathing session, which is just, I can't say enough about it. It's fantastic. And that's one of my top six habits and routines. Another fantastic routine that I've adopted during the quarantine, and I talked about this in my interview with Tammy Kayusius, are Zoom meditations, weekly guided meditations, and these are koan meditations that Tammy Kayusius guides. And I would highly recommend finding a weekly meditation that you can participate in with others like Tammy's, because again, it goes back to this sense of connectedness and being a part of a community. Same thing with the breathing sessions by Bart Biermans. So yeah, those are my top five routines and habits. And then I'll just finish with last but not least, and this is one I've talked about before also, and that is every single day I always plan. I always spend some time planning for the next day or planning for the upcoming week, or even if I just wake up and it's one of the first things I do, plan the day. And the reason I'm such a believer in that is I feel like if you spend one isolated amount of time planning, you save so much time later where you don't have to decide, okay, what do I do next? And you also just carve out time for unplugging and creating and unwinding and relaxing. So you're not only more productive if you take the time to plan, but you also have more free time. So those are my top six habits, helpful habits. Act three in the final act of today's episode is called Books I Recommend. I have four books that I recommend for self-care, and especially for the unique challenges associated with the pandemic. And the first one is called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. I love this book because it really helps me stay present and focused. It's a book that you don't have to read from start to finish in one chronological order. You can pick the book up and read any chapter and find inspiration. The second book is a book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. And what I love about this book is I really do believe that keeping an organized and clean environment is crucial and critical for productivity and peace of mind. And I really love this book because I really think the approach that she has of really tidying up once and for all in a way where you're not constantly always having to pick up and clean up, in other words, really decluttering your house, is a fantastic approach. The third book that I recommend is How to Survive a Pandemic by Michael Greger. I recommend this book because it's perfect for giving some practical, pragmatic advice for dealing with the pandemic, but then even goes a step further and talks about things that we can do to prevent something like this from ever happening again. Finally, the fourth book I recommend is fiction. It's a story of an astronaut who gets stranded on Mars. You might have seen the movie The Martian, but if not, and even if so, I would still recommend the book by Andy Weir. What I like about this book is it just is not only a very high-level suspense book with just page-turner quality, but it also just illustrates to me what an intelligent person would do in a crisis or an emergency. So I hope this episode has been useful. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I hope you'll join me again next week on Legalese, where I talk about skills I've learned as a lawyer that are useful and applicable in everyday life.